Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam. I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
Mask on. Let's go.
Well, for this first topic, let's take the mask.
Oh, okay. All
right. Do we have to?
I mean,
we don't have to. Yeah. So, remember a long time ago we talked about Kim.
Yeah.
Performing.
Yeah. K-E-M.
K-E-M.
Yeah. Okay. Performing like.
Not to be confused with my Uncle Kim.
Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So, last night, Kim went live on IG Live and was performing.
Are you serious?
And everyone was sending us clips like, yo, just remind me of your podcast.
Damn, we missed it.
I fucking missed out on Kim.
I watched some of the clips. That shit sounded good.
It sounded good.
He performed the song we like. The can't stop loving.
I can't stop loving you.
He can sing, man.
But it looked funny. It looked kind of fake. The clip I seen at first, because he has his background that almost make it look like someone put a head on.
It's a velvet background.
No, I don't think it was velvet. But
it was some type of soft texture.
Yeah.
He's standing up playing the piano. Is you know, dimly lit, getting it. You
man,
know,
shout out to Kim.
Shout out to Kim, man.
He's a kind of an underrated legend.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you think of Kim, you just think parent. You know, you think parent, you think oldie, but
still, good music is good music.
I'm about to say, if the music moves you, then that's all you need.
Like Soulja Boy and Kim, same person.
No.
Wait, what?
No, right?
No.
No, what? No. They both had major hits at a certain point, and they haven't really had hits since.
No, no.
And they continue to tour. Soulja Boy has a hit since what?
Since Turn My Swag On?
Marco Polo?
Nah,
it's been a minute.
We listened to Marco,
but he can
Polo
still
yesterday.
Tour. But what I'm saying is, Soulja Boy can still tour based off those old songs.
Yeah.
Same shit. He's the Kim of hip hop.
I don't know if he's the Kim of hip hop.
He the Kim of hip hop, man.
I don't know. Soulja Boy had a lot of hits.
Soulja Boy did have a lot of hits.
As far as I know.
He had a lot of hits.
I don't Kim know Kim's a good, catalog like that.
He had a good five.
I can't stop loving you.
He had a
right
good
there
five.
Alone is,
who,
Kim?
Is five.
Kim had a good five. Name he had them. A good five. I can't name all of them, but I can't name all Soulja Boy, so that's not fair.
Can you name more than one?
I couldn't name Stop Loving You, but I know it.
What? Sing another one.
So Soulja Boy got a little bit more clout in your.
Sing another one.
What were you saying? What were you saying? What were you saying?
Sing. Go ahead, sing.
Okay, hold on. You got that one.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Yeah, we know that. That's solidified. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll sing another one.
And then hold on. Let me think.
Kim.
Exactly.
Kim. Exactly. You gave me 1.5 seconds.
Kim, if you listen to this, send us your hits, man. Like we want to listen to it. And
what's the other one? There's another one. There definitely is another one.
What's the point of wearing this mask if you ain't gonna wear the mask?
Yeah, because it keep going everywhere. I don't know.
You gotta pinch it to your nose. First, put it a little under your glasses, and then.
Well, we see who ain't wore his mask.
Yeah.
I mean, you blatantly aren't wearing your mask.
I'm definitely not.
Okay. So, what we talking about?
We talking about you not so knowing this Kim about? Song.
I'm gonna look up a song.
You
right
look up
now.
A song. Why you look up a song? Me and Cam yesterday, because we Cam is editing this video that we're gonna have it out to y'all soon. But in we started listening to Marco Polo by Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, and in the song Soulja Boy, hold on, because I want to pull up the exact lyric.
It was trash.
He basically said, "I think it was like something. I'm official." S-O-D.
Love calls. Love calls your name. That's another one. That's a great one.
Yeah. That's Soulja Boy said, I'm official. He said S-O-D because the girls love initials. And it was the funniest line. He was like, this is not the Matrix, but I am the Oracle. Do you want to date with me? The question is rhetorical.
Come on, man.
He said something official. S-O-D, because the girls love initials.
I was like, come on. He hitting y'all with bars on across your head.
And then Shanika Adams was in the video.
Yeah, Shanika Adams was in the video, too.
Shout out to Shanika Adams. You know she gave us a good skit.
Yeah, she did.
But speaking, he said we was watching Marco Polo because something I'm editing, so I might as well just spill the beans a little bit.
Okay, again, because I got something else musically to talk about.
But
so
we
ahead.
Off that while?
I mean,
yeah, unless you got unless some you got, Bow Wow, because it's going to include Bow Wow yeah. what I'm about to say.
Okay, all
right. Go
but you got something to say?
No, go ahead.
So he was talking about another series. We're going to start releasing a Dormtainment story series, because the other day we just started thinking, we got a lot of funny stories
yeah.
that we can tell.
Yeah.
So one is the time Rome almost fought Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all got
Bow Wow
gotta
didn't almost fight me. I almost fought Bow Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The time, I'm going to read some of these titles. Just, y'all yeah. let us know if y'all want us to release these in video form telling the story. The time I snuck into a dorm room and ended up breaking up a domestic violence fight.
Thank God we know to laugh at that. We know the story.
Yeah. So yeah.
Take the mask off.
Let me see. The greatest party that never happened.
That was a good one.
The time we left Chris Brown party because our hard drive died. The girl who left a tampon in our shower.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
High school shootout. My best football game ever, my dad missed.
That sounds sad. All these sound sad.
The first meeting with Kevin Hart and Emmanuel ate a weed brownie.
That's a long funny. Story.
We picked up Mike from Publix and he had a sis on his ass. Chameleonaire was in our living room.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
That title itself is just funny. Chameleonaire.
It just so the time we almost got trapped by a pedophile.
Oh my God.
And just go watch there's a skit we got called Lift Up Your Shirt, Bruh.
My run-ins, my multiple run-ins with Tyrese, and that's all God. I'm gonna give you. I got about 20, 30 on here.
We got all type of stories, and we just think it'll be a good way for you guys to like, you know, just kind of get to know us a little more, and we get to actually just tell stories, and they'll be edited in a fun, cool way for you guys to check out. So I think it'll be.
So I think we're gonna start cool. this week,
and then. What I was going to say, what else happened on IG yesterday or sometime between the weekend was Neo and I think it's pronounced Jonta Austin were going back and forth hit for hit. And they got hits. And I was like, yo.
I think what started off was Dream and Sean Garrett.
Yeah.
You seen that one?
Yeah, I seen bits and pieces of that one. But when they got the Neo on Oboe, I said, oh, they out here whipping the hits. Like, it was like 25, 30 of them. Like,
wow.
Hits. Not like regulars, like hits.
Mm-hmm. And it's songs they produced, right?
Wrote.
Oh, it's wrote.
Songwriters edition.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That they wrote.
Yeah,
man.
Dream and Sean Garrett, they did a part where they like, let's just do our Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm. Then this. It was just like, yeah. God damn.
They got hits. But
it's cool what these kind of bad times are creating them.
Bring it out. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see a lot of artists starting with the DJ.
And because a lot of times,
artists.
A lot of times, people don't know these things. People don't know that Neo wrote, like, Irreplaceable for Beyonce
right.
and all this other stuff. Like, a lot of times, people just don't know, or that song with Kanye and Keri Hilson. I forgot that song.
I love that song.
Yeah, he wrote the video. Wrote that. It was like a lot of times people don't know, and it's like these times like this is like, oh, get you information, because they're like, you know what, y'all ain't gonna be talking about me.
Let me put
out these hits on y'all real quick.
Remember, it ain't real if it ain't on the gram. So
that's what they say. Also during this time, so I got a Nintendo Switch for my birthday.
Birthday
hasn't came yet. It's coming up on Wednesday. But
you flipped the Switch on Nintendo.
I flipped the Switch on Nintendo. I have NBA 2K20 Legends Edition. Mm. Super Smash Brother, huh?
Why every nigga gotta have 2K?
Oh, it's just got to.
Like, did you go in there with the intent to get 2K, it was sent to you?
It was sent to me. Yeah.
But they knew. Did you ask for it?
No. But they just knew. Sending it to a nigga.
Right. They were like, 2K. Just put 2K in there.
Put 2K in there.
The thousands of games out there. Put 2K probably in hundreds there. At least on Switch.
I don't know if he gonna like all the rest of these games.
But 2K,
pick, but 2K he gonna like.
Right,
so let's
right.
At least get that. And I bet that was the game that was on top.
They had all types of
They placed that in top in your package.
I can't remember. They were all separate. So
what's the other
one.
Game?
So 2K, Mario Kart, phenomenal. Gotta have Mario
Kart.
Mario Kart's
great, but that goes under 2K. That's stacked under 2K.
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about in the packaging. When she sent it.
I don't know.
But for a nigga, if 2K goes on top.
It should for me, Mario Kart would go
but
on top.
Mario Kart yeah. should
has
be on
always
top.
Gone on top.
Mario Kart would go on top. That's a classic. Yeah,
that's classic.
That's classic.
It is classic.
Mario Kart. Super Smash Brothers got in there. And I've only played Super Smash Brothers a few times, but I'm getting more into it. I'm learning some moves, and I'm like, all right, this is getting intense. Then the last one is a throwback. It's Crash Bandicoot with all the additions in there. And I was like, that's kind of cool, because I hadn't played Crash Bandicoot since PlayStation. Yeah, since like the first PlayStation. So, but what I want to say was, when I first got it, I didn't have the right memory card, so my storage wasn't like a lot. So I couldn't download the full 2K. So I was mad for like 2 days. I was like, I can only, because as soon as it would come on, it would just go straight to the quick play. And then they had like Russell Westbrook on the Thunder and all type of shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This ain't no 2K Legend. But I got an updated memory card and did the download took like 4 hours. Then I got on there. It's a whole new game. I did a whole blacktop tournament yesterday. It was on my team. I had KD, I had Morant, and I had what's your boy from Celtics? Guard,
Jason Tatum.
Shorter dude. I think he got traded to them.
Isaiah.
I'm thinking, but yeah. And I just played like this blacktop game, and then like I can start my season with my characters. I was like, oh, I'm about to get into this now. Mm-hmm. Now it's 2K. But
oh, you talking about Kemba Walker?
Yeah, Kemba Walker. Yeah, that's who it was. And then we were going against the Greek Freak, because I always mess up his name. Mm-hmm.
Giannis,
the Greek, Kawhi Leonard, and then
that sounds like you lost.
And then somebody else. Yeah, it was back and forth. I couldn't do nothing.
But
did
you win?
Yeah, I won by one because it was a game of 21. I won by one because of Durant. He just had a shot of three. The reason why I wanted to bring up the Switch is because it's brought out this quarantine has brought out the kid in me, because I wasn't thinking about playing no Switch. Okay. Then I got it. And I'm like, man, this shit is great. This shit is fun. It's some fun shit. Now, I don't know if it's going to be like that when we get back in the groove of things.
So that was a birthday gift.
Yeah, that was a birthday gift. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play. It was like, you know, in these times of quarantine, this would be cool. And I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to play it.
This is like the perfect time for that.
Oh, yeah, no, right now, yeah,
that,
for sure.
That and jacking off.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie. Damn, should I tell the story?
Yeah.
We just dropped this. Well, go ahead.
Well, last, like 2 days ago.
So it went from last night to 2 days ago.
It was 2 days
last
ago.
Last 2 days ago.
It was 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago.
That was last night.
I thought my girl had went to sleep.
Duh.
Again?
So, you know. I thought I would have a little me and buddy time.
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got that me and buddy time.
Yeah.
So you just had to hit the hub.
I had to hit the hub. Speaking of porn, room noise out right now. Yeah. Go check it out. But yes, I went to go hit the hub.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Multiple hugs.
Yeah, multiple hugs.
To be honest with you. Yeah. So I'm having a ball.
Yep.
I'm you know.
Now you're in a separate room. You're in.
I'm in, you know, living. She in the bedroom.
Okay, yeah.
She
yeah,
having
yeah.
a ball with his balls.
You in the ball with your balls. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know.
Now, are you not naked out there, obviously, because you're in a common area.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not naked. Thank God. Like, okay, so I wear pajama pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think they're comfortable. they breathe. They breathe nicely.
This nigga's the only nigga I know wearing pajama pants out here.
You're not the only nigga.
No, you are the only person.
I saw you wearing some pajama pants. This nigga had Rocky pajama pants. You had some
No. I'm saying right now.
Or you had some type of.
Above the age of 30,
yeah,
you're
back,
the only
back
nigga
in college,
I know.
I used to wear pajama pants.
In the
30s. It was cold in Atlanta.
That wears pajama pants. In the 30s. I don't know.
That's all who they market to.
No. But it's usually a little bit older. But I don't
know. No, they ain't.
I usually see niggas in shorts. Like, I don't really see niggas in pajama pants, like actual pajama pants.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
No, I feel like I'm being attacked by yours, pajama pants.
And yours are very, yours are classic elderly pajama pants.
No, they not.
No, because they got the lines and they real.
I got some like that. I got a couple I got some new ones. Cam saw some new ones I had on. So, you know, they had the little cuff.
The 2020. The 2020. Okay.
I want a good little pajama
set.
You know what I'm saying? Now, see, I don't want to go the whole set now.
You don't want the set.
Like a fucking 12-year-old kid.
It's some nice sets out there.
I ain't talking about a onesie. I'm talking about the sets that got the collar. You know, niggas.
You better not walk around here no more.
To me, that sounds old.
And I'm
going to
have a chain.
The whole thing's that old.
And I'm
going to
have a
t-shirt.
And I'm going to have a chain on.
You're going to have a chain on.
Yeah.
No, you can't sleep with
before
that.
My chain pop.
It's going to turn green around your neck.
I always sleep with my
so
chain on.
So you want a full pajama set with a collar, like you going
like
to
I'm
a business, like a business bedtime.
Straight
half in there. A business bedtime, nigga.
Straight half in there.
Okay, all right. So you in the living room.
So yeah, I'm in the living room. And so the benefits of having, you know, the benefits of having pajama pants, it got the little dick hole.
Got the slit.
It got the slit.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, I've had some troubles in the past with some slits.
Pajamas. Got the slits with the button.
Yeah,
so you gotta undo the button.
You had the button.
Yeah, I have one button.
You got one.
I got one button.
Maybe them small.
Yeah, they do small too.
That's like, the senior citizen button.
Because they know you want to pull out your dick to pee real quick.
Yeah,
and you don't want to be fiddling.
Yeah, you don't want to fiddling.
That's too much work. I can just pull it down.
You could do that too.
You could do it. Unbutton
faster.
Or pull down. Yeah.
Faster.
Yeah, but you know, do you shake when you? Never mind.
All right.
So anyway, so it had the button. So I'm there, you know. I got on my shit. I'm cool.
You had the joke.
I'm finding some good, and I found some good shit that night too. Like some, there's two girls.
Yeah,
it was bad right there. So anyway,
and I'm just imagining the room is really dark, so this computer is illuminating. It's just
and see what I like to do. I like to put on a little background noise.
Like, so, okay, what do you mean? Like,
so I might
so
have
she
it,
don't hear the fapping.
Yeah, right. You don't
like
hear the fapping.
Little background noise,
like
some,
a TV,
like some lo-fi hip hop.
No, nah, nigga, I ain't. Nah. I'm not studying
like,
for class.
Oh,
nigga.
Like TV, like some room noise.
Yeah.
You put on Tiger King in the background.
Okay,
yeah, some Tiger King.
Gotcha.
That was a phenomenal documentary. Watching.
Gotcha.
But you know, some Tiger King. And so I'm just, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm watching and I'm into it. And, and I get to the point where I'm about to.
You ready?
Here it blow.
And
I can't stop loving you. Bro, as soon as that song came on in my head.
Yeah.
Here come my, all I hear is, you kind of hear that door open up.
Yeah.
You hear the thing open up. And the door kind of pops a little bit when you open it.
Yeah.
And when it popped open, I was like, I'm caught.
You couldn't move fast.
I gave up. I didn't even try.
Yeah, okay, got
it. I didn't even try.
Wait, got you.
Were you caught in nothing?
That, essentially.
Oh.
Duh, so you just there. It's just shooting out and she's looking at you.
Yo. No, I'm
this
just imagining nigga face.
Yo, this nigga in the living room looking like Yosemite.
Guys, sir.
Shooting off.
Nah, I ain't shoot this way, dude.
Shooting off.
Just, I keep it very clean.
Just busting
off. I had some, you know.
So what's she say?
Oh, my God.
Duh.
She double-taked. She double-taked and said, oh, my God. And, I said, yep. Honestly, I said, yep. That's what I said. I looked at
Ain't nothing to say.
I said, yep. And then we talked after, you know, I cleaned up.
Look, whole time he cleaned up Cam, in his head he like, fuck, I know we're going to talk about this shit. Fuck,
man. So, you know, everything's good. You know, everything's good. You
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with you.
Wait, ain't nothing wrong. Wait, she shamed me.
Wait, hold on. What's up, man? Because, all right. She came.
She was just caught off guard. Yeah. I feel you. She wasn't necessarily mad. Yeah, just like,
no, I understand. But she said, "Oh my God, what happens next? You got to walk through it a little.
You got a little
bit."
She
was going to the bathroom, and you know, mind you, she's half butt ass naked, walking to the bathroom, and she looks because it's dark too. Yeah, so she kind of looks, and I'm like, I'm gonna look even more stupid trying to put this shit away. Yeah, That's my thing. I'd rather look less stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just kept my dick out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. She's seen it before. It was fine.
So I stood there. She looked. She said, "Oh my God." And I said, "Yep." And she said, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." And she just kept walking to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Closed the door. And that's when I started cleaning up.
Yeah.
And I knew, you know, there was a little conversation. Nothing crazy, but it was just like, you know, we can't be doing this all the time. I'm fucking around shit.
No, that's how
I'm
fucking.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. but yeah, that was my, that was, you know, but you know, this is the time to do that. This, and she got to understand that. Yeah. Everybody got to understand.
You know what's interesting?
I felt like for the future, if you dare, when you feel like it's about to come up, just take it to the bathroom. Finish off in the bathroom so you don't get caught.
I'm too old to be hiding in the bathroom. And I want to be comfortable on the couch, man. It's a risk that I take. And it's not like I need it often.
Yeah.
Because I got her.
I'm about to say, you got her. Yeah.
I'm fine.
You were just feeling one day.
One night she was tired. She went to bed. I was like, you know, let me out of the back that man.
Yeah, like. And we. Even in
a
relationship,
feel like since she's seen your screen, do you feel like maybe she, depending on what it was on, she may get insecure what you watching?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're like, oh, that's what you like. Or maybe if she said no to something you want and you watching it, would she feel a certain way?
Well, I showed her the... Okay, I said this. I showed her... I showed her the porn that she knows the porn that I like, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we had that little like, oh, what do you like? What do I like? But to be honest with you, there are probably some tabs I'd rather her not see.
I don't think everything has to be revealed.
I don't think everything
needs some privacy in a relationship.
Exactly, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think every tab.
But you know what's funny? Like, even men who are out there in a relationship, like, even in your relationship, you're going to beat off sometimes. Like, you just going to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, your girl might be tired. She might be out of town. Like,
exactly.
What? And when she out of town, you go to town.
And that means I'm good, man. I'm being faithful. I'm just here enjoying myself while you tired. You get some rest.
You like what you like.
Exactly. I'm just going to get this in right quick. Yeah. So,
I don't think nothing wrong with that.
Whew, I hope she don't see this.
Did she spray down the table for Corona?
You know what?
Camrona.
I just said
some Camrona
that was spread.
Camrona.
That's funny. Camrona.
No, she can't. You can't get it from cum, but you can't get it from eating ass, and none of that was going on.
That's
last
good.
Night, or tonight.
What I wanted to say was, so remember you were talking about. I want to double back a little bit when you're talking about. Do you shake when you pee?
We've had this.
Yeah, I think you know. Of course, as a man, you got to shake. You got you shake when you pee. Like, you don't want shit everywhere.
Right.
Now I remember one time I was rushing. And I didn't go through the hole. I didn't go through the hole. I went over top like Cam was talking
about.
Okay,
yes.
I went over top.
To me, that's the worst way to go.
For this particular day, it was.
Okay.
I went over the top, peed, and I was kind of in a rush. I don't know if he was going somewhere. I was like, all right, let me go pee real quick. Pee, da-da-da. That's why you never rush while you pee. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, went shake. Went to put it back, let my pants go a little early. Pants hit my dick. Pee went up, hit me in the lip.
Oh!
You were still peeing during this whole process?
I'm shaking this little dribble. So I'm shaking the dribble out. I'm thinking I got all the dribbles. So when I went to put it back, I let my pants go a little too early. So it hit the shaft on my dick, which made it fling up a little bit and hit my lip. I said, this is a science project.
This nigga.
As soon as it happened, did you hear? My mind's telling me no.
No, no.
But my body's telling me
I'm
pee.
Not gonna lie, as soon as it happened, I turned the water on, put my whole lips up under the faucet, and was like, oh, God.
This is your bathroom?
This is right there.
Okay,
yeah,
damn,
it was right in there, right
you
in that bathroom.
Pee? How'd you feel getting peed on? Like,
It was my pee, so I wasn't tripping.
Okay, was it because
you can drink your pee and survive.
That's very true.
That's what most people
that's what they say. I don't know if I believe it, but that's what they say.
Most people that, like, peeing.
Hopefully you never in that position to have to find out.
But that shit happened. I was like, oh, come on, man. And I just went on.
Have you ever been squirted on?
Yes.
Not in no face.
Not in my face,
but
no.
You've been squirted on?
Yeah.
Pelvis.
Okay.
Pelvis and, like,
so you've been peed
area.
On?
But that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
It's not
on your lip.
Yeah, yeah. It's not on my lip.
Okay. But you're cool with getting peed on your body, on your pelvis?
I mean, if it's squirt pee.
I mean,
it's some juices mixing there.
It's some juices mixing there. But
the
I don't
time
know
it happened to me, that shit
know.
That shit came out
that's
like.
That's why I said you got to ask Fitsu. What exactly is squirt?
Yeah, yeah.
So we
uncle,
get the final answers. Some
it.
Say it's pee, some say
time,
it's juices. We don't know.
The time it happened to me, the girl was on top, and then she was like, oh, man, I feel something. And she hopped up. And you know, like, if you don't pay your bill and you go turn your water on, it go.
Yeah.
That's how it came out.
Mm.
I was like, you ain't paid your pussy bill. Right. Yeah, and it just came.
Yeah,
it,
she wanted to pee.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I think some people, like, you get off on that piss for women. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah, you get off? Yeah, I hear you.
Like, they can get off on that. It turns them on. One, it gets them wetter. And
yeah,
two,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's probably something just freaky.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't say nothing wrong with it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Only issue with it.
Don't pee on me, but not on my face.
Yeah,
if you a big squirter, I'd rather be going to your bed because that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Soaking to your mattress, if it's a lot, like, that's a lot of cleanup.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know,
let me go pee real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, go
we
pee.
We talk about pee so much.
You can go squirt.
All right. Mm-hmm. So speaking of his porn dilemma, we dropped
Room Noise
tonight.
Room Noise Season 2 is out,
season
y'all.
Season 2, Episode 1 is out. Make sure y'all go watch that right now. They had Patrick Cloud on there.
The thing about this one was we ended up picking porn categories, and we picked booty, and then we picked
Motown.
Barry
Gordy.
Yeah,
Motown.
Barry Gordy. And it started that way, but then we were like, we don't want to do this the whole song. So we was like, let's switch it up, and I'm glad we did, because that shit came out hard.
Mm-hmm.
It came out hard, and so the next episode we got coming for y'all is from my good friends Jade and Devin. And I think y'all really gonna like that one too. I think y'all like all
that
of this
one
season.
Fire.
Yeah.
And I feel like it needs to get the recognition it deserves when it drops.
Yeah, I think it
so
will.
I
think
need everybody to share it.
Yeah, when this
send
next
it
one
to
yeah.
a certain,
I mean,
place.
Share this one too. Share this
share
one too.
This one too
share, share it.
The next one, share it to a certain site. You'll know. Tag a certain site. You'll know once it drops.
Yeah.
This it has to.
No way they can't. I feel like enough people to like. No way.
No way.
They can't post it. We got to figure out exactly how, once the edit is done, we got to figure out exactly how we want to go about pushing it and what, you know, what clip of it, but I think it's
definitely
the
has
hook.
To be the hook, yeah, probably hooked the hook. Into my verse. So yeah. We'll get to us. Get
well,
us
nah,
there.
We'll cut yes, it right know, before your verse comes up. No. Only reason I'm saying is just because you don't want to give too much away.
I listened
to
it yesterday,
short.
And yeah. My verse ends perfectly at a minute.
No, so no for
it's,
sure.
It's perfect.
But I don't think your verse, I think we got to cut it. No. I think it needs to be 30 seconds, though.
I hear you, but yeah. I don't agree.
Yeah,
but,
no, that's fine. I like it. I like your verse.
What y'all talking about?
But you, guess what? I'm probably going to be the one cutting it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably going to put my verse in.
Okay, put your verse in, dude. you didn't shut the door.
Yep, it's fine. Supposed to be
shut. Yeah, yeah.
It helps with the sound because yeah,
I mean,
people come in.
I mean,
in.
He said it's fine. He got the headphones on.
I mean, no, I'm just saying. I thought, I don't know.
People come in the kitchen. And
yeah, yeah.
So dishes
like you
and
flipping
spring.
Your word. Now.
Yeah, why you know, think I got up? And
yeah, he did
I
get up.
Closed
okay,
it.
I didn't know you closed it.
You didn't see me get up.
But yeah, y'all, room noise out. Make sure y'all share that. And I think y'all going to like this season a lot. And, you know, as soon as this corona is done, we're going to, you know, have some more to you. But we got enough in the can right now, but we want to do some more for sure.
Speaking of corona, it ain't never going to get done if y'all don't start listening.
It's apple juice.
Is it apple juice?
Yeah.
Let me smell it. Let me smell it.
You smell it.
No, let me smell it.
You smelling it.
No, let me smell it. That's apple juice.
Yeah.
Or a Crown Apple.
I would try to put my mail on it.
It's always that one.
Corona gonna keep lasting if we don't listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and?
I thought y'all, you know, y'all wanted to
talk. Oh, that was a segue.
I set y'all up. I set y'all alley-oop.
So, my friend sent me this video. All I see in this video, it's just a crowd of
Negroes
in a neighborhood. I see bikes and all type of stuff. And I see police like move. I'm like, what is this? And I look, and it's like a block party. I'm like, why
now,
right
I,
now?
I knew it was Oakland as soon as I saw dreads and them four-wheelers.
The four-wheelers?
I think they had four-wheelers. Did I see four-wheelers?
I think I might have seen a
I feel like I saw some type
be,
of bike.
That could be Miami, too.
It could be Philly.
No, it had hills, though. They were walking down
the
hill.
Oh, okay.
It's not Miami.
Yeah, no. It was
Miami.
Walking down
the hill. Definitely Philly.
Miami's flat.
Yeah, it's flat as fuck.
Okay.
See your dog from 35 miles away. Hey, Cliff. Get back here.
But,
very true.
And I'm just like, all right. I don't think people are understanding the severity. I can understand if you maybe the first week
severity.
Were like, I can understand if the first week you might have been like, I don't, you know.
Right.
You know, but it's been 2 weeks plus now. Like, and you've seen the numbers and seen people dying. And literally, I watched something that Cam had posted about this guy telling the story about how he wasn't taking it serious. That he got it says the worst thing he ever had in his life. Cause he wasn't taking it. See, I'm like, people, y'all gotta stop. People, stop.
Stop.
Like,
stop.
Even if you take every precaution, you can possibly still get it. But I'd rather get it that way than get it from a stupid reason. Like something I could have prevented. Like if I go to the park, play basketball and I get it. Like that was preventable.
Well, I didn't need to play basketball.
I didn't need
right
to play
now.
Basketball.
I could have played
right
2K
now.
At the house.
I could have played 2K on Switch.
On Switch.
Especially with the homeless guy. You ain't need to play basketball with him outside.
And I'm just like,
but they were throwing a party.
Yeah, it was like a party. Yeah,
and then they were mad at the cops for the cops telling them, break this up. I agree with the cops. Like, they ain't trying to be assholes. They trying to save your asshole.
trying to save your asshole. It's like, the people are complaining. People are going nuts about being in the house right now. Keep on. It's going to be till summer. And they not listening. This is not listening because it's going to keep spreading. It's going to spread and you may not know you got it. Then you're going to give it to somebody. It's like,
and
stop.
That's the danger of it. Like, the dude in the story, he had it, didn't know, was, you know, contacting other mm-hmm. people. And then once he was in the hospital, he had to contact all them, say sorry.
They could
but he said
it.
They were supportive, luckily. But he like, it's a possibility. Y'all may have it.
And they could have been around some other people. Like, just, yo, like, come on, people.
It's like, there's no way. You can't tell me. There's nobody coming right now like, hold on, what's this coronavirus? Like,
nobody,
everyone has seen what's going on. Like, this, there's no escaping it. Like, you know, in terms of the information, there's no escaping the information. Like, whether you're on social media, watch the news, TV, listen to the radio, whatever the fuck it is, you hearing about coronavirus and how dangerous it is.
Yeah.
They literally are shutting down the country every single day.
And you want to have another extension on it.
Yeah, till the
30th. To open on the Easter, but now it's April 30th.
And this is my
question.
Nationwide.
And it might extend if people don't stop.
Yeah, y'all got to stay your ass home, man. Like, for at least 2 weeks. They said if we do everything right,
yeah,
most likely 200,000 people are going to die.
Oh, my God.
And how many is it thus far?
It's like nearing 3,000 from at least like
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
200,000 Americans, they say, US.
That's crazy.
Will die. So y'all got to stay inside to stop this. Y'all,
people
are
being selfish, dog.
Yeah.
Like, someone hit me saying, can I come over? I miss y'all. I said, no.
No.
What? He's like, I'm in town. No. That means you were traveling. No.
My birthday is on Wednesday, and someone wants to come drop off a gift. I said, cool, drop it off. I'll get it once you leave.
And I'll give you the Lysol so you can spray that bitch down.
Spray it down.
Everyone become FedEx workers if you want to come over here.
Yeah. Until April 30th.
Knock on the door. We ain't going to answer and you leave.
April 30th. And that's the thing.
Leave a note.
Even if I wanted to, I got to respect my house, my roommates. I got to respect the people living in here.
Because that's the thing. Like, you know, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about the people around you that can go through. Even if you have it, somebody else can go through way worse than what you went through. So you got to be careful just lollygagging.
And willy-nillying.
Willy-nillying.
So you going out there on your good foot, but if you catch corona, you may not have that foot.
Yeah,
no
may
more.
Not have that foot no more. Stop.
Your good foot.
On your good foot. But like I said, so April 30th is the, I guess, so are they saying that's the date that things will start to open back up?
This is Trump talking. So
you just take it
with a grain of salt. But he wanted to open back the economy some on April 12th, Easter.
Okay.
But he was wrong.
Yeah, of
and
course.
He said, all right, April 30th. So I guess they just want to open up the economy a little more.
Okay.
A little more lax.
Okay.
I don't know. But I also have a birthday in April. And guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to be in this house.
I'm going to be right there in this house. Yeah. You know what I'm probably going to do, though?
What?
Take a walk around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You
that's
know
about it.
On
that's,
Wednesday?
That's
we
the extent of my hanging out.
Yeah.
Just walking around the neighborhood.
Get some fresh air, walk around the neighborhood. Thank God. My birthday present is for me to not have corona. That's my birthday present.
Good birthday present.
So that, I should take back the beer?
No, you can leave it.
Okay.
But that's for me. Corona. That's the best part. But even then, even when they start to slowly open stuff back up, I still don't know. Like,
that's my question. Because at first, I was very optimistic that people are going to get right back to it. Like, want to get out.
Yeah.
And all this it will be a lot of people.
Because obviously, it's niggas doing
but
it right now.
But I also had a strange sensation because, look.
Let me wait a week.
One of the first, like, 12-year-old kid, like, an infant died.
Yeah.
And then I think another 12-year-old in Atlanta died, a girl. And then, so,
that's
it's starting to affect kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it keeps affecting kids, the number one fear is going to come from parents.
And schools and stuff, yeah.
And schools, but parents. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Parents ain't going to want to fuck around with their kids any chance they can get this if they could die. So, now it's like, even if they say, come back out now, if there's still even few cases in every state, like, is it, should we go out?
That's the biggest part. It's like, we don't know.
It's like, who are people going to want to go out?
Because April 30th, it's not going to disappear.
It's not going to disappear.
So it's like,
it ain't going to be like people going to run and start hugging each other in the streets.
It's like the ball about to drop it on New Year's.
Three, two, one.
Boom! Let's go!
Nah.
People start eating ass immediately.
Like, look, you got it open. You wait. Three, two, one. And then the girl say, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Even when April 30th comes, I'm still kind of like,
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But what about you? I think about the people that have to go back to work. It becomes mandatory. You got to come back to work and stuff. It's like, they're going to be more precautious. So is everyone going to be wearing masks more? Is everyone going to be wearing
takes April seriously, it could help. But if people are still doing the same shit in April, it's gonna be
doing the same.
It's gonna be hard. It's going to be hard.
L.A.'s the city to pay attention to for us, because New York, too, because...
New York is bad
right there, so we'll see how the rest of the country...
Better have your birthday on Zoom. Yeah. Like we did yesterday for Lewis.
For Lewis, yeah.
I'm wondering about summer.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a summer?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But who will have a summer is OnlyFans.
Well, before you get there, you're talking to Mass and Corona, Future.
Oh my God.
Did you see? Okay, so.
I just heard.
Future is donating money to medical staff in Atlanta, and the name of his organization is called Mask On.
Perfect marketing.
The Mask On Foundation.
That was one of his biggest songs.
There's sometimes throughout the course of history when two cultural things come together so well.
Just beautiful.
And I think this is one of them. Mask Off meets coronavirus.
For Mask On.
Who would have thought that would be his future?
Yep. All right.
Let's move on.
All right. OnlyFans. Phenomenal cap on a discussion. can't say shit.
Can't say phenomenal. Shit. Just OnlyFans. Yo.
Yeah.
This bitch is getting money, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought something happened.
I didn't talk.
You look down. I'm looking down.
No, they getting money.
Oh, yeah, they getting
this
money.
This one girl.
Not
posted,
all of them.
Not all of them.
On Twitter, this one girl. And I'm talking about this white. It's a white girl.
Yeah.
My girl showed me this. She was okay.
Yeah.
She had a body. She was thick white girl. That's already black.
She date black dude?
Probably.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't that just
I think her name was Brooke. Brookback Mountain. Brookback Mountain.
You know why I'm mad? For one reason. Because I was just asking the name to be funny. And I feel like you wasn't going to say that name.
And now
you say the name, it's so fucking worth it for you to say that name.
That's the best OnlyFans name
I've seen. I have no subscriptions, but I would, if I had to, I would give her my money
just on that name alone.
Nigga,
hilarious.
Since January, I believe she posted a pic since January.
Yeah.
She made over $100,000.
You got her? Let me see what she looks like.
I just want to see what Brookback Mountain looks like. That's
amazing.
She
made over $100,000, and she's not even, not looks-wise, she's not even from a fan-wise. She don't got that many.
She might have
a couple... Like a
personal request.
No. Where they make money is personal
requests.
DM stuff. Like DM me what you want, and that's how you.
I seen a girl this morning post.
I'm not mad at it, man.
I seen a girl this morning post a screenshot from a text from one of her fans that said, "Hey, I just dropped 15 in the account for the personal video. I'm sending you the other 15 tomorrow. 1500. So that's 3000.
But what was he getting?
She didn't show that. I don't know. Could have been some ass shaking. Could have been.
No, it better not be no ass shaking.
I mean, it could have been. Well, it could have been butt naked ass shaking.
You can get that.
I know, Cam, but you talking about you. You're not talking. We talking about people. It could be men that have never experienced these type of women.
No. Well, how?
What you mean?
Online? Like, how do you not experience?
No, I'm saying like this particular girl. Remember we talked about it yesterday.
It's knowing them.
It's knowing that, like, that's what it is. Not for me. I'm not paying $1,500. No.
I'm going to go. I need to go. I need to see her.
Yeah. No. Look her up. But yeah, she charges like $15 a month or something like that. And I'm just like. Damn,
how do you know she made 100?
She posted it.
Shit.
She posted it. She showed it how it just
100.
And I'm not saying like she's not even a bad baddie. You know what I'm saying? Extra glammed up.
She's a thick white girl.
No, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but she's not, you know, like this vixen, you know what I'm saying? Like you would expect. But $100,000.
Now, I guess it's what you're doing with that 100K. Like, are you investing it back into the butt or into the business? You know what I'm saying?
Right. But how do you invest back into that ass?
You could get more work on that ass.
Okay, but what if you already got the body?
If you already got the body,
what? How do you put back in? Do you get like
put back into
your business? Like, do you, business cards?
Like, she might. Maybe she has a
personal
side business.
Website?
Maybe she probably do real estate.
You get a ring light.
Okay, you get a ring light. You up your product. You up your production.
Okay,
you take the money. It. You up your production.
You see her, right? Yeah, that's her.
Okay. Yeah, she. I mean, she's not bad looking, but
no, I didn't say she was bad. I said she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl, but she's not like a Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, she's yeah. not like, you could see that on Instagram. And but look at that right there, that post.
Let me see.
How much is that total?
Sorry, we looking at her.
Let's say 85,000.
Okay, 85,000. 85,000.
She made 19,000. Oh, okay. All time,
107,000.
But from this point here, she made this. She made from August 1st to March 29th. She made 85,000. She made $2,480 from tips, but she made 19,000 from messages. Those are personal requests. Right. But all time, she made $107,000.
And she started in August.
Here's the question.
No. This is she was just showing her from August to March. She made 85,000.
August 2019. To March right now.
She made 85,000. But of all time, she made 107,000.
I mean, look, man, I can't.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, you were right. She started from August 1st. And
no, she started. She made 107,000
since yesterday.
Then
85,000 of it came from subscriptions. That's 2,000 of it came from tips. And then 19,000 came from messages.
Yeah. She's balling.
Shit.
Balling.
From August.
So
not even a year.
I seen another girl make 8,000 and she don't post nothing new. It's just pics you see on IG. Not even like she just in a bikini.
How much she made?
8,000.
Shit, man.
Man, look.
This shit is a wave.
How would you feel about your girl doing that? Your girl comes to you and says,
"My girl not doing it."
Because
I'm the type of girl I'm.
Nigga,
going,
you came at me like, "No, my girl not doing that."
We're not doing that.
So you wouldn't feel comfortable at all?
Nah.
Here's she's making a hundred. She got the opportunity to make $100,000.
Okay, you know what? Not that I wouldn't feel comfortable. We need to have a conversation. We because I'm open to conversation. We need to have a conversation.
I'm glad you said that. Okay.
We could be in a situation where we need some extra funds. We need to make money for our family.
Right.
I might have an elderly somebody that's in the hospital. We need to figure this out.
Coronavirus even.
Coronavirus, like
we're in quarantine,
anything.
We need money. We need money. I lost my job. What?
Cool. Don't just go off and just.
Yeah, not behind your back.
Let's have a talk. What are you going to be showing?
Right.
Because like Cam said, maybe she's in nice bikini, whatever. Because I don't want her to feel like I'm insecure in this relationship. That way she can't do what she want to do. Maybe she wants to do this. We just need to have a conversation.
But it would make you insecure.
It would
deep
make,
down, it would make you insecure.
A little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Right.
Here's my thing.
Yeah. I think it would make me insecure, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
I do think that just because I don't know. It's hard to say it just won't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any man that's really a heterosexual man. Or even this could go for anybody. Yeah. But if your partner does something like
somebody
that.
Somebody who you love.
I don't know how you could say it won't make you feel a little. Because now that opens up. For the world into what you're
I just need to know
you
purpose.
And your girl usually share
I need to know purpose
with. Here's my thing it's bigger than me I'm thinking about my kids
but you don't have kids yet. I don't want that involved.
Okay.
No kids
even okay. still okay. If you're planning on having kids
because if you have kids that changes the whole thing
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know how that is. Kids gonna see your mom
because
my wife should look good. Because most likely gonna look
once,
good.
Like you said, once the internet got her, that's it.
Kids got phones. They showing your mom now. They showing you. Imagine you now. You a kid. They showing your mom naked. Oh, your mom look good. You
that's
fighting.
That's tough. Yeah.
Now he just fighting every week. Even a girl, she may be fighting every week and night. Tough. They suffer because of this. Like
it's gonna
I don't
change.
Know.
It's gonna change.
I don't
we
know.
Millennials.
That's what
the millennial kids, all their moms gonna have pictures on.
No, for sure. Definitely.
Out.
For sure. For sure.
Everybody gonna have their mama ass.
It's different
with ass out, but getting ass. It depends what you're doing in that OnlyFans.
She not fucking. Like, this is your girl. She says she wanna go in the bedroom and she just wanna. She might show some titties.
Because here's the thing.
But she's gonna shake some ass.
Because here's the thing.
Maybe,
here's
one maybe
thing.
No pussy.
Here's one thing.
No.
I'm good with money. So I don't think she would have to get
that
point.
Yeah, I don't think she had to get that point. But you said
like
hypothetically.
Said, this has to be a conversation.
Yeah, it got
to
be a conversation.
Like,
so
you ain't something I come off like, no. Like, let me hear it out.
Would you date a girl that's already doing that?
That's something.
That's a conversation, too.
If I come into you doing this, I have no say in you stopping or
not. But that's not the question. How do you feel?
What are you posting on there? Who is this? Like, I need some more information.
Because you may meet her out, and she may be everything. But she lets you know, hey, I do have an OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, well,
what do you
how
do?
Long you been
she
doing
like,
this?
I just
what
twerk
do you do?
On there. Okay.
All right. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he said it's different. When you coming into something, that's like somebody coming into what I'm doing. I need you to stop doing the skits and stuff right now. Get out of here. I can't really. Yeah. So I think it's all about communication. You have to talk. We need.
I'm not completely shutting it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to shut it out.
Have the conversation.
You know what changes a lot? The money. That's what changes a lot. If the girl tells you I make $200,000 a year off this. It kind of makes you go,
Everybody has a price.
Not above, you can't tell me you don't
It's not above my girl. The price is above my girl.
Because
they like, they.
But it's not above your girl. Your girl is with it. She is with the price. She's not above.
I see what you're saying.
No, but you're saying the price will make me change my mind. That's what I'm saying. The price ain't above my girl. Like, I care for her more than that money.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. She cares about the money just the same. She's like, I'm this is me.
Yeah, he's saying
her point, but you said it to make me sway my opinion. Right. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's interesting because there's a lot of girls. Y'all have shown me. A lot of girls that we know.
And I retweeted their links to support them.
Is that simping?
No. I know you personally. If I retweet someone I don't know, I
simping
know
is if I'm trying to fuck and I'm retweeting it.
Yeah, I just know you. I'm like, hey, support my friend, her OnlyFans. Yeah. I know what the times are.
Okay, all right. Shit. Yeah. I just thought my friend better than that. I wasn't sure, but I respect it.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. But that's OnlyFans, man. People, they out here making money. I can't be mad at it. It's just, it is what it is.
It's just a unique question because you see more and more of it happen, especially during these times.
Yeah.
But what it's going to lead to, I think, is the freedom of more girls doing that. More girls start posting, this is how much I make. And it's just like, you don't have to fuck anybody. You don't have to put yourself at risk of anything.
Maybe right in your bedroom.
As long as you don't, as long as you don't want, I guess, a regular career, like a normal 9-to-5 job.
You don't want politics.
Yeah, definitely politics. But, that could be a lifestyle for a lot of people.
Here's the thing. I talked to two people that I know who has them. I seen like, I know when they first started, and I seen how much money she made. She tell me how much money she made, and I seen her account grow. I have another friend I didn't know who had it, and she said, it's not easy. It ain't like you just gonna get on there and just start balling. Like, it's a work.
Right.
She said, it's a lot of work, and if you stop, OnlyFans delete your account.
Oh, shit.
Like, if you don't update, after a certain time, they'll just delete your account, think you're not active. So, it's like, Don't just think if you're thinking about doing it, that it's going to be easy. It's like everything else. You got to take it serious.
Yeah, get your lighting right.
It's a job.
Watch a class on lighting and do what you got to do. If you're going to do it right. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I'm at the point, I don't hate on any of these girls doing that. Like,
ain't no need to hate.
That's just a hustle. Yeah. But my thing is, for the fellas, it's just like, I just don't get it as much because like, bro, this is just so
has to
much
be the personal connection.
The baddest women in the world, some of them do the freakiest shit online. Yeah. So it's just like, you want to pay $15 out of your money. I mean,
the only point I get is the personal connection.
It's the personal connection.
Like, you've been following this person so long, or you know this person and blah, blah, blah. Other than that argument, I don't get it.
Yeah.
When it's this Pornhub and all this free, this craziness.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. And I can't even hate on the guys watching it either. It's just that I don't.
Especially if you got it. Live your life.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you got it, you got it.
If that's what you want to spend
your
money
on. You know, as soon as my girl showed
me
that, I was like, so, when you going? Post some pictures next week or something. What you got?
We need to get this one out.
Let's do this.
She actually did. Well, she started one.
Yeah.
Behind your back, you didn't know. She's like, I started one and it's making money. You're like, okay, let me see what you're putting up there. It's this footage of you jacking off different nights.
This is you jacking off in different areas.
All the time she to see you on the couch saying,
nigga, what?
It's just you jacking off.
I'd be like, well, keep doing it.
And how much we made?
Oh, y'all
making $10,000 a month.
Hey.
Hey, man, somebody liking this shit.
Somebody.
Hey, you might as well watch it.
I like,
do
you want to get closer subscription shots? We can bump up this pay.
Hey, whatever. I'm a comedian.
If I'm making $10,000, I'm just in here jacking off.
It'll be funny if it just caught like
from a
back. You just see the motion. You never seen. You just see the motion.
Oh, even better.
It'll be hilarious.
If you want to subscribe, I will start a jacking off page where you don't see my. It's gonna be over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder shot.
You just see my shit moving.
This for the cinematic people.
And then
slow push ins.
If I'm able to make, let me tell you honestly, bro.
It's gonna look
if
like
I make
it's gonna
a
look
thousand,
like
if I make a G a month off that, I'll have it. So y'all let me know.
Yeah, it's gonna look like the Grudge.
I'm charging $20.
Little light on or the Poltergeist.
I'm jacking off for the world.
His subscriber name gonna be Quicker Richards.
Yep, Quick Rich.
Quick Richards.
Quick Rich.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So, let's talk about this cat's butt real quick.
Yo, this just is real kinda, quick. Okay, this is just kind of old, yeah. But it was just butts. So funny to me. That, okay, so first off, to set this off right, there was a movie, Justice League, that came out a couple years ago, bombed in the box office, okay?
Yeah, I could have told you about the trailer.
The guy that was directing it, Zack Snyder, got fired off the project halfway through or more than halfway through or something like that, and they ended up redoing it.
Yeah.
There is claims online and by him that there's a Zack Snyder cut of the movie.
That's the real
that
shit.
Fans have been begging for now and wanting and all this stuff, right? So they call it the Snyder cut. And it's been trending, you know, it's been months, you know, or maybe over a year and two by now. But it's been trending a lot, all that. Recently, a new movie, or a couple months ago, Cats came out. That terrible looking fucking movie, you know, with the play, whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck that movie's about. But now people are demanding for the butthole cut of Cats. Okay.
What's the butthole cut?
Okay. So there's belief that there was a butthole on the Cats, like that was in the movie. And that
is a shot of a butthole?
Not just a shot of that, the Cats all had buttholes.
But and they digitally
removed it. They thought it was too much. They did other digital things too. They supposedly they've digitized Jason Derulo's dick print because they thought it was too intrusive.
Okay.
And they also they took out the buttholes apparently. Okay. And so now, you know, it's been the past month or so. People have been demanding for the butthole cut of Cats.
I mean, show them
honestly,
and that's the funniest shit.
If people are demanding that, the test is if they really about that life.
Yeah,
tell what company is this?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whoever made the film or Zack Snyder, create a OnlyFans. Put the butthole.
Show the butthole cut.
OnlyFans butthole cut.
And they can subscribe. Yes. Ladies can subscribe to see Jason Derulo's dick print and butthole. And there you go.
My thing is, you got pussy throughout the whole movie. Why not show a butthole?
Show a butthole. Cats, I see their buttholes all the time.
Literally.
Walking down the street, showing their ass
off. They some assholes already.
They already some assholes.
So they be showing their butthole. Yeah,
they, you know, they are what they are.
Me and Cam walked down one street the other day. It was just cat. It was like the movie Cats. It was just
and
cats.
They were all looking at it.
How many cats?
Each house looked like
it. This was a new street we explored, so it was just like, I don't know. We just kept seeing cats.
I'm about to get a cat. No, I'm not.
I'm about to say not here.
Yeah, no, definitely not here.
You know, don't fuck with them niggas.
He will not like me or she.
I can't. I got to get a dude.
You got to get a dude cat?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to think all cats were...
You sexist with cats?
Females for a second.
At what age?
I was like 5.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm about to say, don't say
it. Don't seem like that. All dogs are males and all cats are females.
I can see why you say that.
I can see what
you
say. Why you say that. You know what I'm saying? Five.
Dogs... They always got the balls out. When do you see balls on a cat?
Well, you don't see balls on a cat. I don't see balls on a cat. I don't really fuck with cats.
I don't fuck with cats. I ain't around cats.
I don't be
like
looking
that.
Up under cats.
But I've seen a lot of balls on
y'all
dogs.
Y'all like white people. Like racist white people. You know what I'm saying?
We like racist white people.
Yeah, because y'all are like racist white people.
Why are we like racist white people?
Because you're judging a race of being.
No, I'm not judging. People can do what they want to. I'm not going to go up and be like, you a cat. Pow. That's racist white people. I'm not doing that.
No, that's
I don't
not
call the police on cats.
Yeah, I don't need. I, don't,
okay. I just don't fuck with them.
Yeah, like I just don't. Cool.
You know, you got on this red hat right now. Might as well say MAGA on it.
It's not maroon. Red. It's maroon.
Okay, maroon hat.
A burgundy.
It's a yeah, shade yeah. of
if you're
red.
Not as culture. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what was funny? If I'm at somebody's house and they have a cat, if the cat's cool.
Yeah.
Say, yeah.
Same thing I said to my girl.
Yeah.
That street had a dead end.
If I'm at somebody's house and they have a cat, I don't be tripping. Like if the cat come around me, cool. I'm just not going to personally go out and buy a cat as a pet.
I fuck with kittens, though.
Okay, let me
they like dogs.
Okay. This is, just replace cat with black people. Say the same thing over again.
I'm not going to go out and buy black people?
I'm not tripping. You know, I would never hang out with a black person, but, you know, if
I,
they
I
out,
didn't,
I, you know.
You're already being, wrong, because I said I have no problem with hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with black people, but, you know, I'd just rather not have them around.
Go purchase them?
Yes. What do you think they used to do?
This is 2020.
I'm staying out of
this. You ain't got nothing to say?
I'm just listening because this is interesting.
It's trash. His whole logic is trash.
It's not trash.
It's trash.
You are judging cats.
I'm not. I literally said
have
I'm
you
not
ever had
it.
A cat?
No.
So that's equivalent to having a black friend. If you never had a black friend, how can you judge black people? So how can you judge a cat?
If
you see where I'm going with this.
I see
if I've never had a black friend,
right?
How could I judge
black people?
Black people.
Yes. If you're a white person and you say, I hate black people, how you know if you never knew anybody black? So I'm telling you, if you never knew a cat,
once again,
how you going to judge a cat?
Once again.
So say, I make sense.
Once again.
I might be tipsy off this apple juice, but I make sense, nigga.
Once again, I said I have no problem with being with cats. That's mm-hmm. not the issue.
And what's the issue?
Not the issue. I don't want to go buy a cat as my pet.
Okay.
So if I'm that white person, I don't want to buy a black person as my pet. Let them do what they want to. Let them be free.
You just don't want cats around you, though. Yeah, you don't want cats in your neighborhood. You don't want them hanging out.
No, he didn't say that.
I didn't
he
say
said
that.
We saw a lot of cats.
I saw a lot of cats.
And if a cat came up to you, would you greet it?
Yeah, I'm not going to be rude to the cat.
All right.
Now, what you mean by greeting? You know. What you mean by greeting? I'm going to pet it?
Maybe I'll say, hey, how you doing?
Like, out walking?
Yeah, if maybe somebody's house.
Oh, I mean,
nah, because
fun.
Those cats are racist. They see us coming, they run. So they white cats.
They white cats.
I never was a cat lover, but you know, I've grown to get past that, and I appreciate a cat from here and there. You know what I'm saying?
So you saying the same cool. thing we saying?
I think cats are cool. I'm not saying I would own a cat, but
so you saying the same thing we saying? You need to stop drinking. Put that back.
So, speaking of animals, we saw this clip that went viral yesterday of this dude that got attacked by a bear, but won. But when you look at his face, it don't look like he won.
Oh, yeah. It's,
there's nothing
there's
there.
No face.
It's just flesh. You see one eye, but flesh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
but
flesh.
But listen to this. This is where it gets crazy. Yeah. You just see the picture. And you see the dead bear and then a close-up of his face, and you're like, he died. You go in the thread, he's talking.
He's talking with the face.
With the face, face open. He's like, yeah, what happened was the bear down in the ditch. I don't know where his lips are because everything is this flesh.
And so I'm reading the comments.
And then a doctor put it back together.
Yeah.
I'm like, that doctor needs to be doing every face
surgery. Oh, can I see this?
Surgery.
Is this?
Yeah, I think he.
Yeah, I saved
so
it
I got,
just for you.
So doctor, it was a doctor in the comments saying that it didn't hit no organ, like, so if it's
and
like,
I don't know how
it's like if somebody
it.
Was to take this part of your face and just peel it.
Oh,
so your face
oh,
is off.
Mercy. Mm-hmm.
Look, but your brain's still intact. Look,
what the fuck?
He should be dead.
Look, I'm just chilling there.
Hold on.
Now I'm gonna show you the video.
Hold on, what the fuck?
Twitter wild.
Yeah, you saw that
Twitter,
ass. Let's
Twitter
look at
wild.
Ass
yeah,
right quick.
Twitter
on,
wild.
It's an ass right under the
it's
post.
Like Twitter
is this
on,
an OnlyFans promotion?
I don't know what.
Nah, it's a TikTok.
They doing this on TikTok too?
Yeah, man, come on, man. Your ass is
stop,
everywhere.
Stop being like that.
Come on now.
Stop being naive. Here, look. This is him talking.
What the fuck? Duh.
I don't know where his eyes are at. I don't
it's
know.
Only one eye. You see one eye. That shit. The nigga.
Help the bear!
Help the bear!
And then they got the old conversion. Niggas is butt.
Dog. That's amazing. That's amazing.
This nigga's face was gone.
Gone. Gone.
What the fuck?
In sync.
Duh, that looked like some old fucking, what's that director name from, made all those movies with people and shit.
The director, every director that ever made a movie
and shit. You know, the Carpenter, John Carpenter. You ever seen John Carpenter? Like the
How
thing?
Was I supposed to guess that shit?
Yeah.
Based on that description you gave.
But anyway, that shit is crazy. That like I was That's like, wild. When I see, because first I was like, oh, he dead. Yeah, now. This nigga talking.
He was chilling on the snowmobile or whatever he was on.
He's just hanging off talking about.
I'm like, is your body in shock? So you just not like, that's why I'm like, do you not feel nothing? Like, what's going on?
Why is he doing an interview?
No.
Why is he doing an interview?
I think that whoever's doing it is probably trying to keep him calm so he don't go in shock. So maybe it was best for him to do the interview. Like,
man,
this talk.
Fucking crazy, dog.
This document this.
Because you can't, you know your face is gone. Like, you know your face is gone. So
that shit was destroyed.
Destroyed.
Mangled. And you say a doctor put that back together?
You saw the picture.
That wasn't after.
Oh, that was after.
I thought that was a before.
Oh, no, that was after, brother. Look. That's after.
Whoa. Dog, they did a phenomenal job.
That dot is amazing.
Honestly, he's missing an eye, but they did a phenomenal job.
For for what it's worth.
Dog.
If that's what you can get me back to.
Like, that's honestly amazing. Like, the nigga still has his mustache. Like, how out of all of that, you still have
a
mustache?
But did he say, does somebody have the full breakdown of the story?
I saw this right before we started, so I
just seen it. Oh, yeah. Okay,
like
okay.
I seen it early this morning. I just saved it. I gotta talk about it.
Who is this? Tell them who it is so they can look it up.
I don't even know how to say this. This some Twitter. Trust me, if you put guy fought bear in one, this guy fought a bear in one.
Yeah,
you'll see.
And they
it.
Said how he killed the bear.
Well, he used this describing it in the video, but
that's incredible to me.
That reminds me of that Revenant shit, dog.
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
Oh my God.
That shit is crazy.
Jesus.
So Drake's baby's out.
Yeah, he just posted pics of his child.
Now, I saw the you showed me, but he had blue eyes.
He did have blue eyes, but you know,
that's not weird.
Well, my sister had gray eyes when she was born,
but they changed.
Yeah, her eyes are brown.
You have pictures of when she had gray eyes.
I think my mom. Yeah, she had gray eyes. Yeah.
That's wild.
So I don't know. It might change. I know it looks like the mother has brown eyes and Drake, I guess, has brown eyes. So
if anything, that baby is blessed coming out the womb.
Oh, yeah.
that baby is doing, like, what are the top five things Drake's son gets to do out of the womb? Skydive, probably have a Lamborghini.
Yeah, whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever
like,
you want.
No, just financial freedom.
Oh, yeah, financial freedom.
Oh, yeah. He has his own
Your
bank account.
Your future secured. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Yo, no Drake got
Especially
that.
If you are still a hard worker. Like, regardless of Drake being your dad, if you just are a hard worker, you know, like, I'm going to work hard. My dad, life's going to see, he's going to see me working hard. He's going to want to help me.
Drake's going to leave it all to him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Drake's
yeah.
that
I mean,
type
of
he's
guy.
He's the only side.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he
kids.
Got more kids, he'll leave it to all. But he just seems like that type of guy. Like, he tricks money just to random women
that's
in
true.
His songs
that's
he talks
about.
So you think he's not going to get money to his kids?
Yeah, that's
Shit.
True.
That boy is balling. I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't already get some head. Like, right. He probably already got some head.
Why would he be getting head?
I mean,
he barely got a head.
He Drake's. You know,
he's only a head he getting is in life.
On Instagram, them girls hitting him up already.
You said what?
Them girls hitting him up already on Instagram.
I mean, they might be.
I'm surprised he's not going to have his own.
He's a cute baby.
Yeah, he is a cute baby. So,
but it's just
blue eyes.
It's just interesting that. But he's very pale. He's
no, the
very,
whole
very, very
the
pale.
Whole discussion under the thread was, can he say the N-word?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Can he?
Yeah.
Does Logic say the N-word?
Yeah.
He does?
I think he said it. I don't think he just be out here.
Is he half?
It. Yeah, he half.
But like, but that baby's not half. That baby's like a quarter.
I can see that. Yeah, that's true.
Not even?
That's true. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
What we're allowed
but to, they always say, line? if you got a pinch of black, you black.
I think that somebody in the NWA.
He going to grow up in that. Like he growing up in this cult, like he gonna grow up in it. Like,
for sure.
So I feel like it's going to influence. I mean, he could go the opposite direction.
Instead of a teddy bear, he get a stuffed owl.
That's funny. He could. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't want that as a. That'd look kind of scary, like a stuffed owl.
I can't see a kid playing with a stuffed owl. Like I'm having fun with this.
Well, you don't usually play as a comfort thing. You just sleep with it.
Did you have a comfort toy when you were little? I had a blanket.
Yeah, I had my Ninja Turtles. I never had like
I had some coal or something.
I had the what's that that teddy bear? What was the name of that shit?
Oh, Teddy Rumps.
The teddy.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
It was like Teddy Rumpskin or that, Teddy something. It was some.
That's for the 80s and early 90s, yeah, babies. I'll have to show you. Yeah. You may know. And I had a big Fido. Well, not Fido. What's the big mouse? It was a mouse, but it was a movie. Cartoon movie. It's not Fido. It started with an F, though. Fifo?
Fifo Goes West.
Yeah, I had a big stuff of him.
Great American.
I love that shit.
American Tale. Or something.
I love that movie.
But yeah.
But all right, y'all. Well, that's it for this week's podcast.
Shout out
great.
To Future Mask Off.
Shout out to Mask On. Shout out all you guys. Remember, Room Noise Season 2 is out now. First episode with Patrick Cloud is out now. Share that. Comment under that. And we go on the back and we talking to everybody under the comments and
Patrick
everywhere.
Patrick ripped it.
It was a good song.
He came with it. Everyone said it under the comments.
Yeah. He was good. And remember, Boss Talk still going on. Remember, we got new stories coming out for y'all soon, so be on the lookout for those. And you guys, stay your ass in while you listen to this. Stay in the house.
Tropical storm may be coming next month.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out right now. Here we go. Here we go, y'all.
Official.
Tropical Storm, the new album titled Trop or Die, The Maturation.
Trop or Die.
is coming to you.
Don't give a date because you know soon. It'll get pushed back.
It's coming to you next month. But we gave you the title, Trop or Die, The Maturation. There you go. So you can have fun with that. So, all right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.